Welcome to today's Modern Campground News Brief for March 6, 2024, sponsored by CampSpot. CampSpot is the industry's leading campground management and reservation software, serving more than 2,300 private parks across the U.S. and Canada. Learn more about how CampSpot can help your campground increase bookings and revenue at software.campspot.com. Yukon government unveils new campsite reservation system and announces camping experience enhancements. In today's top stories, we highlight a significant development from the Yukon government, which has officially launched a new campsite reservation service. This innovative system aims to enhance the camping experience in the territory's most beloved road-accessible front and back country campgrounds, allowing both locals and visitors to secure campsites upon arrival. Beginning March 6 for backcountry sites and April 10 then for frontcountry sites, the service is accessible via a digital dashboard, where users can book spots in advance. This move is part of a broader initiative to improve outdoor recreational offerings, including the addition of 45 new campsites across several parks and enhancements such as new boat launches, docks, trail improvements, and the integration of cultural heritage with the Little Salmon Carmacks First Nation at Tachin Lake. These efforts build on the government's commitment to enrich camping experiences and accessibility, marking a significant upgrade from the reservation processes of the past 12 years. This development underscores the Yukon government's dedication to improving the territory's outdoor amenities and making nature more accessible to everyone. It reflects a growing trend towards digital solutions in managing and enhancing outdoor recreational activities, ensuring a blend of convenience, cultural respect, and environmental appreciation for campers. Empowering women in the RV industry. How the Rise with RVWA campaign is paving the way for future female leaders. In celebration of Women's History Month and International Women's Day, the RV Women's Alliance, RVWA, has launched the Rise with RVWA campaign, an initiative aimed at celebrating and empowering women in the traditionally male-dominated RV industry. This campaign is a significant stride towards gender equality, highlighting the crucial roles women hold and advocating for their advancement. It features a series of events and activities, including panel discussions and networking opportunities designed to foster professional development and recognize women's contributions. Rise with RVWA also tackles the unique challenges faced by women in the industry, promoting a more inclusive and supportive environment, and urging the involvement of men in advocating for gender equality. Moreover, it seeks to influence change in company policies and set new standards for gender equality in the workplace. The RVWA's commitment through this campaign aims to pave the way for future female leaders in the RV industry, emphasizing the importance of equal opportunities for career advancement and leadership roles. This initiative is a beacon for gender equality, inspiring change, and setting a precedent for inclusivity across various sectors. Connecticut proposes liability waiver bill for campground guests. In today's top stories, we delve into a proposed bill in Connecticut that aims to redefine the liabilities of private campgrounds by mandating guests to sign waivers acknowledging the inherent risks of camping. This legislative move, crafted in collaboration between the Connecticut Campground Owners Association and the Connecticut Trial Lawyers Association, seeks to protect the state's vibrant campground industry, which generates about $210 million annually and supports over 1,000 jobs. The bill underscores the shared responsibility between campers and campground owners, balancing the need for safety with the acceptance of certain outdoor risks. While the legislation does not absolve campground owners of incidents arising from negligence, it aligns with legal standards seen in other recreational sectors like ski areas and riding stables. Set against the backdrop of Connecticut's economy and outdoor recreational culture, this bill represents a significant step towards ensuring the sustainable growth of the camping sector and enhancing the overall camping experience. The Judiciary Committee's decision, expected by April 1st, could pave the way for a fairer treatment of both campers and campground owners, highlighting the complexities of liability in outdoor activities. That's all for today's news. For more in-depth coverage of these and other stories related to the outdoor hospitality industry, visit moderncampground.com. Stamps.com.